Some really sickening posters have been plastered around Sydney and Melbourne in recent weeks with Nazi swastikas, and they call for the murder of Jews and gay people. There are calls now for new criminal sanctions against the people or groups who produce these posters, but of course that then gets into free speech territory. To talk us through the debate, on the line now is New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies CEO Vic Aladef. Good afternoon, Vic.
Good afternoon, Miranda. Good to talk to you.
You too. Now, tell us about these shocking posters.
These posters are pretty chilling, to say the least. There are a number of them. Some of the when I say the worst ones, some of the most graphic and chilling are depictions of gay people, or the caption says it's a gay person, and with stats about the number of suicides in which have afflicted gay people over time, and basically a message saying, let's help increase the number of suicides among the gay population. Let's get these, some horrendous words, which I won't repeat, off our streets. Then another equally chilling one is a photograph. It's actually photoshopped out of the Holocaust. And the original Holocaust photograph is a picture of a Jewish man sitting at the edge of a pit, which forced to dig by the Nazis, and a Nazi soldier standing behind him about to execute him in the back of the head. So the Nazi soldier has been superimposed with a skull, and the Jewish man's been superimposed with a grotesque stereotype of a Jewish person. And so that skull person is about to execute this Jewish guy, and the caption across the top, the headline across the top says, legalize the execution of Jews.
Now,
these are posts. It is. These are posters which are being distributed, circulated in this country as we speak, in New South Wales, and plus others. And this group, by the way, the Anti-Bedean Resistance, they identify themselves as Nazis. There's a swastika, Nazi swastika on their flyers, on their logos. They're using this as a recruitment tool. Their activities, in the last weekend of February alone, their activities, these sorts of things, have been picked up in 27 places around the country, from the Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, to Sydney, Adelaide, Melbourne, Queensland, even Bega, if you can fathom that one. Mm. So they certainly seem to be increasing their numbers. And the real danger about this group, Miranda, is its vile propaganda is bad enough. The fact that it's targeting innocent Australian youth is bad enough. The real danger is that it's incitement to violence, incitement to murder, and even to terrorism. That is what is of real concern about this crowd.
So who are they? Have you identified any individuals?
The short answer to that is no. This group was formed in Melbourne in late 2016, so we're just talking about a year and a half ago. Their activities, their propaganda recruitment activities, is mostly via posters and stickers with these sorts of horrendous messages. They've had, in recent days, posters in Gordon, in the North Shore of Sydney, at Gordon bus stations and near the train station, trying to recruit young Australians, urging gays to commit suicide, these Nazi images, horrendous stuff, and there they sit.
Now, if they are recruiting people, though, there must be a way of contacting them, going undercover or something.
Well, yes, exactly, they would. And so they do. One can Google this mob and find out more about them. There's even an entry about them on Wikipedia where there's more yet chilling information. Mm. And so I'm not aware of the identities of people, but we do understand that Australia's law enforcement agencies have been looking at them.
So, Vic Aladef, what do you want done to stop these people?
So, Miranda, that goes exactly the issue. Now, if we here in New South Wales are to take any legal action against this group, it comes under something called Section 20D of the New South Wales Anti-Discrimination Act. So now there's a problem with this act, with this law, and that's what this campaign is that we're involved in is all about. What is the problem with the law? The problem with the law says, quite simply, that because Miranda Devine said something, John Smith went out and carried out an act of violence and said it's because of what Miranda said. In the 30 years since Nick Griner brought in this law in 1989, there's been not a single charge, not even a single charge under this act. So that means either we're living in Disneyland and everything's wonderful, or the law is hopeless. Those are the only two conclusions one can draw. So we have put together an alliance of 31 communities and leaders, Armenians, Chinese, Greek, you name it, even the Cook Islands are there. Our alliance is called Keep New South Wales Safe, and it has put forward a proposal, a submission to the state government saying, very simply, if you incite violence, and the key is violence, on the basis of a range of categories, race, religion, gender, etc., that is a crime right there. Don't wait for someone to act on it. If you incite violence, that is a crime. That is what we are looking for and hoping that the state government will act on.
Now, you're wanting criminal sanctions, but isn't that a dangerous precedent to criminalise speech? I mean, where does that end?
So that's a good question, and that's the key question. And our argument is that free speech ends at violence. We are not talking here about feeling insulted or feeling abused or feeling hurt by what you say. What we are talking about is one thing and one thing only, and that is violence. So we have been speaking to members of parliament after members of parliament, to think tanks, and the message over and over and over is our championing of free speech ends at violence. So that is where we draw the line.
It's not actually violence. It's the incitement to violence. So it's the potential for violence. So, I mean, where I'm concerned a little bit on the free speech side is that who defines incitement to violence? You know, I wouldn't want, for instance, Gillian Triggs and the Human Rights Commission defining it.
It's a good question about who defines it. So the proposal which we have put in, and this is only our proposal, and obviously wiser heads and attorneys general, et cetera, will engage with this, but the proposal says that if you intentionally and recklessly and in public call for violence against a group, that is a crime. So to go back to where we started our discussion a few moments ago, these posters which says legalize the execution of Jews, that is not saying, you know, Jews are bad people or whatever, whatever. That, you know, we don't care about. This is saying legalize the execution of. I cannot believe any court of law or any free speech champion, I would hope, no free speech champion would defend saying legalize the execution of any group of Australians or people for that matter. So that is where the line would be drawn.
I guess the thing is that these people are idiots. So do you want to give them a platform to pose as martyrs?
And that is a good question. But the problem is, though, is that you know, when bad stuff happens, it's generally the end point of a series of steps. It's a gradation. People don't just wake up one morning and say, I think I'll go and, you know, hold up the Lindt Cafe in Martin Place. People, they are motivated. They identify Metcalfe Australians as, you know, as infidels or whatever the case was, and then they take action. So we as a society, as a civil society which respects the rule of law, we need to make it against the law for people to call for violence against a group of Australians. So again, the emphasis is, as you rightly say, it's incitement to violence. It's not just about insulting people or defaming people, that's a different matter. It's about incitement to violence. Mm. And that is where a line absolutely has to be drawn. It is unacceptable that you can stand up in Martin Place tomorrow morning and say, I think we should kill that group of Australians. And the law as it is in the state right now says, go for your life. Let's wait and see if something happens.
Well, good luck with that, Vic. And the devil is in the detail, I guess. But thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much for your interest, Miranda. Much appreciated.
And that was New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies CEO Vic Aladef.